You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Carrie Sheffield, founder of Bold Millennial Focus Multimedia, viral news and cultural platform for a new generation of thinkers and creators. She is also a journalist and senior writer for the political news site Opportunity Lives. Carrie, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, great to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us about your background to kick things off and how and why you came to be a political journalist.
Sure. So going back, I'll start with the family origin. So just to take it back, my grandfather was a Republican whip in the Utah legislature. And I think that really set the tone for our family in terms of how I grew up, in terms of having the political bug. So politics was just part of what we did. And so I had that legacy and kind of grew up with an interest in politics. I studied journalism in undergrad, and then I went to Washington, D.C. and covered Congress for a newspaper called The Hill. And then I went to a startup at the time, a little thing called Politico, which really has blown up and doing really well. And that gave me a lot of confidence just having worked. I mean, I was pretty junior at the time, but having worked on a startup to see what it takes to build a household brand, that was very useful. And then from there, I left kind of straight reporting and went to more opinion analytical as an editorial writer for the Washington Times, which is a conservative newspaper. And I was working under Tony Blinkley, and I don't know how much of a political junkie you are if you watched him on the McLaughlin Group. I watched him growing up and just really admired him because he was a class act, and he, you know, he had been a spokesman for Newt Gingrich during the Republican Revolution in 94, and, you know, just respected figure in Washington. And yet he was such a figure of just grace and civility, and he showed me that you could be authentic and well-spoken and just a kind person, even though you're working in this rough and tumble field of politics. So at any rate, from there, I went to grad school, got a master's from the Harvard Kennedy School in public policy, specifically business policy. And then I went to Wall Street and I worked at Goldman Sachs as a credit analyst, and then at Moody's as a bond analyst. So my joke was I was a bond girl, which is technically true. From there, I, you know, was working on Wall Street, and I was learning a lot on the financial side, but I wasn't fulfilled. I really felt that political bug urging me back. And so I went back into media, was a columnist at Forbes, and then started, as you mentioned, writing for Opportunity Lives. And before that also, I had been doing some research for a think tank scholar. You know, over time, I realized there was a need for what Bold is and is trying to be. And so that, you know, I think the background in both politics as well as in business, that gave me a very solid ground to do what I'm doing now.
Quite an impressive resume that you've gathered over the years. What has been the most rewarding aspect of your journalism career thus far, and why? And was there a specific story or event that you covered that was especially memorable?
You know, it's interesting because I've had people ask me that, you know, what story is most important for you? It's, from my perspective, it's like picking your favorite child. I don't have kids, but that's how I kind of imagine. Although, of course, some stories are more impactful than others. I remember when I was younger, a story I was very proud of was just talking about issues related to women and sexual assault, and how women, so many of them, especially where I'm from in Utah, they were not reporting to police that they had been sexually assaulted because they felt like they were somehow at fault or they were somehow unclean. And so that's just, I did some reporting on that and tried to remove that stigma and that just complete falsehood, and just trying to change the culture. And that's just the bigger cultural play is what I'm most proud of what we're trying to do with Bold. And basically the mission of Bold is to reach audiences with messages of entrepreneurship and the free market and just celebrating people who are kind of going against the grain and being independent thinkers and being bold and challenging stereotypes. Because so often, I think, you know, if you look at the data, the 1960s were a pivotal moment in American history. And a lot of good things happened, but I also think that there were some things that have had negative repercussions on our society today. And so with Bold, we're trying to kind of right the ship in terms of, encouraging behaviors that are a little more traditional in some ways. And in my opinion, they're behaviors that actually put you on a pathway for things that are actually more exciting. And it's sort of just defying that stereotype that somehow if you, you're a more traditional person and you do the right things in terms of staying out of trouble and doing what you need to do to build a family. I mean, that's what will make a happy life. And I think to a very large degree for young people, our culture has sent opposite messages. And so with Bold, we're trying to reverse that.
When and why did you decide to launch your most recent venture, Bold? I know you touched on that just a little bit just a moment ago. What did you hope to achieve within the organization? Get into that a little further, if you would.
Sure. So for Bold, I first conceived it as sort of a Huffington Post for conservatives. So a platform that is moderately center-right and reaches women and reaches African-Americans, Latinos, young people, LGBT audiences. These are all groups that right now there's just a stereotype that if you believe in kind of conservative principles, somehow you're out of touch and those audiences, you don't want to talk to them or you don't care about them. And so the mission of Bold is to, first and foremost, we're a news platform, but, news, and journalism and journalists, they both reflect and they shape culture. And so when I look at the spectrum, Pew has some very interesting data on this. At the landscape of political or even just general news outlets out there, there's a big opening for such a publication that I'm describing. And frankly, if there was such a place, I would be working there. And I saw that there wasn't. And so that's how Bold came to be.
And certainly pleased to see that you have taken action on a need. There's more liberal media outlets than conservative by a long shot. And so certainly appreciate your going ahead and pulling that by the horns there. Today we're joined by Carrie Sheffield, founder of Bold, a millennial-focused multimedia viral news and cultural platform for a new generation of thinkers and creators here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Carrie, since you target the site toward millennials, what is your best advice for this group?
So my best advice for millennials would be to don't think linearly, think creatively. Life is very zigzagging sometimes, and don't let that upset you, and don't let that set you back. There is a concept that I try to follow in my life, and I would very much recommend reading it because I think it's incredibly powerful. And when I wrote a piece about it for Forbes, it was actually by far my most popular article. And that is writing about the concept of Stoic philosophy or Stoicism. It's an ancient school of thought. It was a school where very rich, elite Greek and Roman students would learn how to handle the twists and turns of life with grace and with strength. And it's just a way of organizing your thoughts and preparing yourself for any type of fortune and to realize that we really, at the end of the day, make our own luck. Luck is how you respond to things. That's in your power. And that philosophy of stoicism is something that really was pivotal in my development as an entrepreneur. And so I would highly recommend it.
Lastly, what is your definition of being bold?
That's a great question. I think, and that's a question that we like to ask people when we're doing video interviews, is to say the last question is exactly that. What is bold? For me, being bold is being willing to take risks. It's being willing to buck convention, being willing to go where no one else has gone before, and also being willing to just shake off all the negativity and doubters, people who say that what you're doing isn't going to work. That, to me, is bold. There's a phrase that is used in Latin, and I'll translate it. It just says that fortune favors the bold. And that's a phrase that's been around for thousands of years. And that's absolutely what's happened so far with Bold, our startup. So I would encourage all your listeners just to be bold, and good things will happen.
And I couldn't agree more. How about telling our listeners where they can check out Bold themselves and how they can be in touch accordingly?
Yes, absolutely. So so we are in the vein of new startups that have moved beyond the .com. And so instead of .com, our extension is .global. So you can just type in www.bold.global, and that's our website. We're also on social media. We're on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is, it's a little bit longer, unfortunately. It's Bold Global Media. So you can just go to Bold Global Media on Twitter. And we're also on Facebook. It's Bold Global. And join the conversation.
Well, Carrie, I think it's outstanding what you've done here and created. Thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
We've been speaking with Carrie Sheffield, founder of Bold, a millennial-focused multimedia viral news and cultural platform for a new generation of thinkers and creators. And once again, for more information, simply visit bold.com. Global. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
Leadership, Eric, and you know this, I've heard you talk about this, it's about influence. It's about our ability, and that's the bottom line of leadership, it's about our ability to make a contribution in somebody's life, to do something without any expectation of return, where we really, from a grateful heart, a sincere heart, try to move people in a direction that best suits them.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.